Hello, hello. And my name is Piggy the Pig. And I'm a pig and I'm pink. And anyways, I'm very happy, Piggy. And I have a very good friend. And her name is Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you today?
I'm so good, Mildred. I'm very happy, Piggy.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. That's the best way to be.
Yeah, because I just wake up in the morning and I'm very happy and grateful, and I just decide that I'm going to be happy.
Well, that's excellent. That's definitely the way to be. Absolutely.
You betcha. That's what I want to be, and I just realized that, you know, if you're nice and you smile and you put out a really nice energy, then, you know, everyone around you, they it's just easy for them to be nice too.
Well, yeah, and that's a really great way to approach life, because then you're just one step ahead. You don't have to try to catch up just to get level.
Yeah, you're just one step ahead, and not to brag, but I like being happy, and I'm gonna be happy. And if someone tries to make me not happy, I'm not gonna let them not make me happy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, sometimes that's easier said than done.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, it comes easy, you know, for some. But for others, it's more difficult.
Yeah, I know. It kind of comes pretty natural for me. But I think it's because I already have that, like, a pattern in my life. So I just, it's not that hard, because that's just what I do naturally, because that's what I just do.
Yes, right. Well, you know, there are ones who are not quite as happy, but if they bring that into their daily practice, then they can acquire that capacity.
Capacity? Capacity? What kind of word is capacity?
Well, that just means the whole package, the whole capacity of the whole idea.
Okay, I guess I get a capacity.
So anyway, like I was saying, if they, you know, choose to make the effort to be happy more and more, then they have the capacity, they have the actual repetition of the experience of being nice and being positive. And then the more and more one acquires that pattern of getting into that frame of mind, then it's easier.
Yeah, it gets easier because you just make up your mind. You're just going to be nice. You're just going to be happy. And everything's not perfect. We all know that. And then when things go wrong, you make the best of it. And you just do good.
Right. And like you say, that's what we all try to do. And we take pride in the fact that we can do that day in and day out, regardless of our situation.
That's right. You have to accept your present moment in time.
Absolutely. You know, that just comes easier for some than others. And it's an acquired place to be, that you accept your present moment in time, and then you have choices whether to go forward or backwards. I mean, you can react to something negative and, you know, cry, woe is me. But that's not really helpful.
No, that doesn't help you at all. When stuff doesn't go the way I want it to go, then I just say, well, what can I do to make it go the way I want it to go? And sometimes the way I want it to go isn't really even the best way for it to go in the first place. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense because you may think you want something to go one way and it goes the other way, and that might be the best in the big picture.
I know, that's really hard to figure out. It's really hard to learn that and to accept your present moment in time.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, in your time frame of the day, you might have something planned that you really want to do. And that's great, you know, to make a plan and be productive. But, you know, sometimes things change and something else comes along that you have to encounter in your life. So now you have to rearrange your schedule and you have to accommodate for the new opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by accommodate, but you gotta accommodate. So you have to look at the big picture and then accommodate the whole thing and then make a different plan and make things all work together.
Yeah, that's right. So like I was saying, you may have a plan to get something accomplished during the day and you're busy doing this or that, but then something else arises and, you know, then you address that and you take care of that situation, and you might have to change your plans and adjust your schedule because, you know, everything isn't just set in stone. You have to be flexible.
Yeah, you have to be flexible because you can't just say this is going to be this way and that's going to be that way and that's it.
Right. That's not what life is. You can make a plan, but you have to adjust it as you go. You accommodate to the situation around you.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay, cool.
All right. Well, you know, that reminds me of a very interesting poem that was written by Robert Frost. And he wrote this poem many, many years ago. I have to look it up and see when he actually wrote it. But do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right. Well, let me find it and we'll listen to it.
Okay.
Okay, I found out some information about the poet that we're going to recite. His name is Robert Frost, and he lived to be 88 years old. He was born a long, long time ago in 1874. And he wrote many famous poems. He was born in San Francisco, but his family was from England, and he did go back to England on a sailboat. And that's where he became more famous. And he actually received 4 Pulitzer Prizes for poetry.
Pulitzer? What's a Pulitzer?
The Pulitzer Prize is an award for achievements in newspaper, magazine, online journalism, literature, poetry, and musical composition. And it's given in the United States. And he's the only poet to ever win 4 of these awards.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Right. Okay, so this poem is called A Time to Talk by Robert Frost. When a friend calls to me from the road and slows his horse to a meaning walk, I don't stand still and look around on all the hills I haven't hoed and shout from where I am, "What is it?" No, not as there is time to talk. I thrust my hoe in the mellow ground, blade end up and 5 feet tall, and plod. I go up to the stone wall for a friendly visit.
Wow, that's really beautiful. So, like the guy in the poem was really busy and he was busy doing something, but just because he was so busy, he didn't take the time for his... He did. He took the time out for his friend and he changed his plans.
Right. That's exactly what the poem says.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, he wasn't all caught up in himself. He was very, very generous.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you again for the lovely poem. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, Mildred?
Okay, Pinky, I love you.
I love you too. Okay, bye.